For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Today is the start of early voting in Shelby County, 3 weeks ahead of the August 2nd election. And this week, even voting itself has been a point of disagreement in local politics. Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us again. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be here.
So this week, a Chancery Court judge sided with Democrats in a lawsuit arguing that the first 4 days of early voting were discriminating against African Americans. Otis, do you think we're going to see some meaningful changes to how early voting works here in the future?
This may give the Election Commission some opportunity to look at their procedures, although I'm not convinced that it will. I think a lot of it will depend on just what the turnout will be for this election. I'm expecting that it will be higher this time because the stakes are higher with a lot of open seats, but I'm just not sure that the Election Commission will be interested in making any major changes.
As you just said, high stakes. There are big decisions to make on this ballot, Republicans and Democrats picking their candidates for governor and U.S. Senate. So who's on top right now?
Well, I mean, when you look at the Senate, there's really not much of a contest in the August primary because on the Democratic side, Phil Bredesen doesn't have much of any opposition. Mm-hmm. And on the Republican side, Marsha Blackburn doesn't have any. So everybody will be waiting on that one for the November general election. Mm. The governor's race is totally different. You have on the Democratic side, Carl Dean, the former mayor of Nashville, against a state representative, Craig Fitzhugh. Carl Dean is clearly ahead at this point, primarily because he has more money. Although Craig Fitzhugh, who is running far to the left of Carl Dean, has picked up some support among, you know, left liberal groups. Mm-hmm. On the Republican side, you have a dogfight there, Chris. Four candidates. The top two are Randy Boyd and Diane Black, and they're fighting it out with a lot of negative advertising right now, both on television and in flyers that are being sent, attacking each other fiercely because the race is so close. That one is up for grabs.
Finally, let's talk a little bit about the Shelby County mayor's race. Pretty important debate this week between Democrat Lee Harris and Republican David Lenoir, sponsored by the NAACP. What did we learn from this meeting?
Education is front and center with them, economic development. There were even issues around immigration. So there were some clear dividing lines between the two. Obviously, Lenoir is a Republican, so he, for a lot of his issues, he's going strictly the Republican way. Lee Harris is a tried and true Democrat. He's a lot more liberal on some of the issues. So people see a stark difference between these two.
Now, county mayor typically is somebody who's a little bit more conservative, especially fiscally. Lenoir is definitely of that executive administrative cloth. But this year, his opponent, Lee Harris, isn't afraid to talk about spending and about, in some ways, spreading the wealth around. And it seems to be playing very well. Who do you think is getting the bigger boost from the larger political picture happening in America right now?
A lot of ways, Shelby County is not necessarily a microcosm of the entire country. Mm-hmm. We sort of zag when the rest of the country zigs. At this point, a lot of it will depend on the turnout because there is some enthusiasm here to elect a Democrat. Whereas Lenoir, he has that established Republican credentials, and he has the support of tried and true Republicans in this community. But I can't say at this point who has the edge because this is going to be a close race, I believe.
Political analyst Otis Sanford, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Visit us at WKNOFM.org for a link to early voting locations and more. This is WKNO News.